Coming up in this week's Triton Spotlight, we're talking UC San Diego soccer. With the 2022 season set to get underway, you'll hear from head coaches Kristen Jones and John Pascal. They'll tell us about the new faces on the roster, what they've been working on, and so much more. That's all coming up in a moment in the Triton Spotlight. And with that, we welcome you to episode 56 of TritonCast, the podcast for UC San Diego Athletics. I'm your host, Jeff Turiel, and whether you found us on your favorite podcast platform or on UCSDTritons.com, we're so happy you've joined us this week, and we're excited to get going for another season of UC San Diego Athletics. But before we get to this week's conversations, let's go around campus. Since we last chatted, our arena has a new name. What used to be known as RE/MAC Arena is now Lion Tree Arena in recognition of a scholarship gift. The first competitive event in Lion Tree will take place August 30th when Team USA Volleyball takes on Turkey. For more info or to purchase tickets, head over to UCSDTritons.com. And you may have missed it over the summer, but Triton Soccer Stadium has a brand new pitch that has been laser leveled and realigned with all new sod. Now it's on to this week's Triton Spotlight. First up, our conversation with women's soccer head coach Kristen Jones. A 2004 UCSD grad, Jonesy enters her fourth season at the helm of the women's team, which is set to enter its second Division I season. Earlier this week, she joined the voice of women's soccer, Steve Quiss, to chat about the 2022 campaign.
All right, Jonesy, let's start by talking about the expectations for this year, which are year three in the Big West, but year two for women's soccer. What are your thoughts coming off a season in which you won five matches last year and three of them in the Big West Conference?
Yeah, you know, we're just not even year by year, but almost day by day, just trying to get a little bit better, a little bit more competitive. You know, I do feel like we were competitive in most games we played in last year. You know, the staff, the team, we've looked back to last season, tried to figure out like what are the differences between winning and losing those games. You know, try to get as granular as possible and figure out the things that we can change, do the little things right. Our expectations are that we're continuing to be just as competitive and hopefully find a way to win those games this year. You know, that's the difference, I think, between Division II, Division I is the margins of error so much smaller. And you know, I think that we've been preparing in the right way and the girls came back with a good attitude. So we're just, our expectations just to continue doing the things we've been doing, build the foundations to hopefully when this transition period's done, we're ready to just rock and roll and hopefully get some playoff experience sooner rather than later.
Nine newcomers, so six freshmen that you're excited about, three transfers. You've got, you said you had the foundation, you got some coming, some going. Bring us through, let's start with the transfers and who stands out, who'll be ready to go when the season begins.
Yeah, it's great. You know, all three of our transfers have come in, whether it's their collegiate experience or club experience, bring just a lot of maturity to our roster and a really good competitive edge. You know, Natalie had a great freshman season at Texas A&M, and just having that Power Five experience and level of training and focus, you know, you've already seen it. She's gelled great with the team and kind of holding herself, which ultimately will hold others to a high standard in training. And then Cameron and Sarah both, you know, they give us something just a little bit different. They're both, Cameron's a great soccer player, great high level of soccer IQ, really kind of a lot of finesse on the ball. And with our possession style, that's going to suit us really well in the center and midfield. And with Sarah's another center mid, but a lot, I mean, her versatility is really what drew us to her. She has a lot of athletic ability, can play probably anywhere we really ask her to. But she has a different level of grit and determination. And I would expect all three to see really, really high level or high number of minutes this season, you know, once everything settles down.
And the freshmen, who are you most excited to see of the six that are coming in and who might make the biggest impact moving forward?
Yeah, you know, I think this is the first year in probably my coaching career, head coach or assistant coach, where you look at our incoming players and every single player can see the field and give a lot of minutes. You know, they all just like have the talent, you know, and now it's figuring out kind of the other pieces that help you win. You know, they've blended really nicely with the group. The group's done a great job of welcoming them. They've asserted themselves kind of within the group as well. So that in itself will make them more comfortable every training session and every game. But every single player can fill a different role for us. You know, I do think Allie should start majority of the games and in a position where we ask 90 minutes out of her. So, you know, she's going to be on the field a lot. But I mean, if we're just basing this solely from the exhibition, she's ready for the challenge. And I think nobody watching the game will think she's a freshman out there. And then the rest of the players, I mean, literally, whether it's outside mid, forward, center, midfield, they've really learned our system quickly. And I think that they're going to integrate really nicely whenever they're called upon.
So Kennedy Carter was the leader in goals last year with 5. She was a Utah transfer 2 years ago. So she comes in now. And when we were talking earlier, now she has someone next to her in Natalie Abel, who Abel, right? Is that how we say it? That's the Texas A&M transfer that you were talking about. And you were telling me a little bit about how maybe last year the two forwards didn't always play in concert with one another. But you think this year as partners, they'll probably be work a little better maybe.
Yeah, you know, Natalie is a natural forward. There wasn't a ton to teach her within the position. That's why we liked her. We were recruiting her out of high school as well. And we identified her out of high school. And just she has the positional profile that fits nicely into our forward scheme. So for Kennedy to have somebody next to her who just plays like a natural forward, combined with Kennedy knowing our system, really having that extra year of preparation to learn it even more. Because when Kennedy came in, she came in as a defender. She was a defender at Utah. So she was learning the forward system for us basically every day she went on the field last year. So now we've had an additional year of teaching Kennedy how to do it. And then Natalie's natural ability will be great. And what's great about all of our forwards, all 5 of our forwards right now are in a rotation, and they all bring something a little bit different. And, you know, I do think that they all have strengths that will really help the other ones do better in games. You know, if it's a game that we need a lot of speed and tenacity, like Lizzie can step right in. If it's a game that we need a little more finesse, Lucy's can take care of that. Raquel's a big body, good presence. So, you know, all 5 of them really can go in and make a difference in a game. And that's what's exciting. It's not all going to fall on Kennedy, nor should it this year. So that's exciting for us as a staff.
Caitlin McCarthy will certainly be missed. Who fills that spot? I mean, that's such a huge position in your system.
Yeah. And Caitlin, you know, what Caitlin had is she started almost 5 years because of COVID. So she had a ton of minutes for us in the middle, and she grew into the player that she ended up being this last season. She was our biggest surprise. And, you know, her first year in Division 1, she was able to hang. She stood out in most games for us, if not even comparing us to opponents. You know, what she did is she settled the game down for us. She was really good at keeping the ball, keeping our team in possession, her pass selection, very intelligent. So, you know, for us, I think that it's still up in the air a little bit of who's going to fill those shoes. I think that all of our center mids bring different kinds of qualities right now, but we know they're all capable of being that calming presence for us that Caitlin was. I think it's just as, you know, the nerves settle, the stresses of preseason and everything. I think once everything starts to settle down a little bit, we'll see somebody rise from the pack who can kind of do the things that Caitlin was doing for so many years. But she will be missed. And we don't want people to try to be a Caitlin. We want them to be themselves, but hopefully be able to bring some of the qualities that Caitlin has brought for us.
In goal, Kira Fitzgerald missed the first 3 games because of an injury to start last year, but is healthy now, knock on wood, right? So talk a little bit about Kira's development and what you might expect out of her in this being her junior year. She went 5-8-1 last year for the Tritons in the Nets.
Yeah, Kira, I mean, her presence, you know, and her size and her athleticism has gotten her to play Division 1 soccer. So since, you know, she came on campus, Trent's done a really good job trying to figure out where her deficiencies are a little bit and help her just clean up some of the technique and the mechanics of being a goalkeeper. Because a lot of times it could be your footwork. It could be your first step is the difference between saving a ball or not saving a ball. You know, and Trent's worked so closely with the goalkeepers. And I think that He's put her in a really good position to step in, make the save she's supposed to make, make that big save every now and then, and just be as dominant as she has for us kicking as well. We've really worked on her precision of her kicking, whether it's punts or on the ground, and that kind of could start a lot of our attacks. And so, you know, he's been trying to keep her, you know, working towards being a well-rounded goalkeeper, not just relying on her size because of our opponents. You know, you have to have the little things done correctly to make some of the saves sometimes. So she came in great shape. She's a captain this year, so she's taken on a little bit of a leadership role. And she's been a great presence for us, and she had a great preseason.
You will play kind of the same system, right? You like possession. You like getting the balls out on the wings and then working it in. We see any change to that this year with the different roster or the additions, you know, trying to get 9 new people in?
You know, no, because it's part of the possession style is part of our identity. You know, we're not that easy to scout against because we do in different, you know, possession phases. We have different outlets and we work on that. You know, we're not going to be the team that's going to just run and gun and dump it and put people under pressure. We have players who really buy into our system and our identity and want to keep, you know, us in possession of the ball, hopefully build as a team. Last year, you know, a lot of the goals that got scored on us were in these transitional moments. So we're working on building as a team and also defending as a team. But no, I think that until we get stopped completely and we can no longer be competitive, we're going to stay with what has worked for us, and just finding the right pieces to plug in to continue to allow us to play the system that we all enjoy to play. You know, the staff likes to coach a possession style, and I know the players like to play it too. So we're looking forward to just improving off of last year.
And if you had to handicap the Big West, I know a lot of the preseason coaching polls are starting to come out. We saw that Kennedy Carter made the preseason coaches team. But who's going to be dominant in this league? Who do you expect to be at the top right there in the Big West?
I know it's so cliche when people say, you know, anybody can win any game. But we knew this kind of coming into the Big West, right? There's the teams that are always, you know, in and around the top, might have one year here and there, you know, a little rebuilding year, but really any team, you have to play your best soccer to beat any team. So, you know, for us, you know, you look at it, I think the teams that finished in around the top would always be expected to finish around there again. But we were in every game. We were right there, you know, we had a big win against Irvine, who ended up winning and beating UCLA in the tournament. So that gives us a little bit of confidence. You know, we whether it's top to bottom, we have to show up and play. But I think it's going to be a highly competitive year. A lot of schools got a lot of transfers. So it's going to be probably a different look for a few of the schools, but it will be for us as well. So we're really looking forward to Big West play, but going to try to lock down some non-conference games first.
Thanks a lot, Steve. The Tritons open up their season with home matches August 18th against Idaho and August 21st against 17th-ranked Pepperdine. Both of those contests can be seen on ESPN+. Next up, the Triton spotlight turns to men's soccer, where 15th-year head coach John Pascal looks towards what lies ahead. The voice of UCSD men's soccer, Taylor Quellman, caught up with Coach Pascal to preview the season.
All right, Coach, nice to be with you and talk to you. What were some of the focus for your team during this offseason and throughout the winter, now heading into the fall?
Yeah, it's a great question. I thought we had a really productive offseason and spring. We took a real good look at the previous fall and tried to identify the areas that we needed to be better in and to have a little bit more success. And obviously the one that jumps out at us is getting a little bit more involved in the attack and creating some more chances, scoring some more goals. So we tried a little bit of different tactics and some different players and some different positions. And we were really happy with what we saw in the spring. And certainly going to implement it into some of the things we do this fall. We also don't want to totally lose our identity and the things that we were really good at last fall, which was limiting the other team to chances and goals. So if we can combine what we were good at last year and with what we worked on in the spring, I think we'll be in pretty good shape.
one of your main strengths last year was defensively, and you're returning one of your center backs in Noah Sonstein, along with a veteran forward like Nick Cerrito. What kind of impact do those veterans have to carry on with the young guys here coming into this 2022 season?
Oh man, well, you know, Nick Cerrito and Noah Sonstein now are in their fifth year with us, right? So they've been with us a long time, and they've seen a lot of different things, and they've been in the system, and they could probably coach it to the new guys, you know, to be honest with you. They know it that well. And just two really mature kids, two incredible leaders, two of the best I've ever had here in my 15 years at UCSD. And the way they are able to integrate the new guys and set the example even for the returners of just how to approach every day, every training, every game, every situation. I mean, it makes my job so much easier, where I'm not having to explain or describe everything to every player. They're just, you just point to them, and it's usually how you want it done.
Staying on the topic of your squad, you have some new faces this year. Could you share with us some of the guys you're excited about bringing onto your team this season?
Yeah, we're excited about all of them. We brought in 8 players, 4 freshmen, 4 transfers. We're fairly confident that all 8 will go on at some point to play a major role in what we do, whether it's this season or in the future. Certainly the transfers are coming in a little bit more seasoned, a little bit more mature, and have done real well right away. Already within our first scrimmage, you know, Jonah Kamawara and Sean McDonald started that, and both performed really well. Jonah got us a goal. And then we brought on Andrew Valverde and Alan Kim. Both got significant minutes in that scrimmage also. And again, I was really impressed with the way they picked up on the tactics and just the way they were able to influence the game. The 4 young guys, you know, 3 field players in Brian Ahrens, Evan Wellerstein is a center back that we really expect some big things from. Brian, there's no doubt, is going to go on to be a tremendous player here. You know, talk about Nick Cerrito. He's very similar to Nick Cerrito. We have a really industrious, honest, hardworking outside back in Matt Lynn, and a goalkeeper in Dylan Hoy, who I think has a ton of potential to be a top college goalkeeper.
Do you have a couple players that throughout the winter and into the offseason have made a big jump that are returning from last year?
Yeah, we really saw Alessandro Allen kind of take some great leaps last year, and we've tried him in a little bit of a different position. But this spring, I tell you, if there was one player that really influenced the game, it was him. And we paired him up front with Max Carvalho, who again, really made an immediate impact. Again, he got a little late start last year, but was, I think, for a true freshman, I mean, had a phenomenal season. And those two guys together were really, really sharp. It was great to get Asa Gibson back into the lineup. You know, he was starting last year, took an injury about 4 games in, which opened the door for Carter Jacobus to come on and play a main role for us. And he did fantastic. So to have both those guys on the left side gives us a really dynamic attacking presence out there. And also 2 guys that can really defend. And then when you look on the other side, you got Jake Serpa, 5th-year senior, and Mason Halbridge, who I think is like a 6th-year senior at this point, but a lot of experience, a lot of athleticism, and a lot of competitiveness. And we're really excited about what that's going to bring to the team.
One of the changes during the offseason wasn't actually with your squad. It was the pitch. How was your first game last week out on the new pitch? And what's that process been like, having the brand new, beautiful field?
Oh man, it's amazing. I mean, what a surface. And, you know, it was, the previous surface was really great as well. This one, the durability in it has been really impressive. Where our team and the women's team have been training twice a day on it, and you would think that nobody's set foot on the practice field. And then the game field also was redone, and it was beautiful. And I mean, you just, as a player, a coach or recruit, whoever, a fan, you couldn't ask for a more quality surface. And we felt really good about where we were in the Big West from a facility standpoint. We probably rank ourselves right up there, right behind UC Santa Barbara. And, you know, again, just the commitment to improving that facility from the athletic department has been great. And there's a couple other things that we look forward to kind of adding to that facility in the future.
looking forward to the big non-conference games, 9 to be exact. Are there any matchups in particular that you're excited to bring your team towards, or big tests for your side?
Yeah, we're excited about all of them for sure. We really challenged ourselves this year. We're excited to be at home. But the quality of opponents we have is really impressive. I mean, obviously you can circle Cal as just a big name, another UC, a Pac-12 school. Denver was a second round NCAA tournament team. Santa Clara was, I believe, a second round NCAA tournament team last year as well. And then, you know, the rivalry with San Diego State and USD is always really exciting and really fun, something we look forward to. But there's no days off, that's for sure. Every team is going to be quality and a difficult opponent. And I think we are really excited about the schedule we've been able to put together.
Speaking of quality opponents, you'll be in the Big West again this season. What was your biggest takeaway from your first full season in the Big West? Just the level of competition, the level of opponents day in and day out.
Yeah, I was, you know, certainly impressed, and what a grind that Big West season was. Not much room for error, you know, from top to bottom within the conference. We saw some really talented players and really talented teams, some really challenging venues and difficult places to play. And I also don't think we were that far off, you know, within our first year. So I think as long as we continue to kind of push forward and keep improving the squad and keep, you know, have kind of a growth mindset and take each day as an opportunity to get better. I'm really excited about what our potential within this conference could be.
Last season, there were, as you mentioned, a lot of tight games, scored 17 goals in the season. Is that, what kind of things can you look forward to get more offensive attack and put up more goals up against some of these conference opponents?
Yeah, look, we have a little bit different personnel and more depth, I think, than we have before. And just a different look. I don't want to say personnel because the guys that played last year, I think, are primed to play a big role this year. But when you push Alessandro Allen up there, it gives you a much different look. So it gives us a little more tactical flexibility and the way we can do some things and how we can match up against other opponents. I just think having a year of experience under our belt is going to play huge dividends as well. You know, just kind of knowing what to expect and seeing maybe where we fell short last year and kind of some of the things we need to do to improve. As always, you know, you look for opportunities off restarts, and those are things that can win you games and give you better attacks and go from there. So we're happy with our opening scrimmage. You know, we scored 2 goals against LMU and had some opportunities for a few more.
Last question, just to summarize your goals for the season, what would be, in about 1 or 2 sentences, a goal for your team this season?
It's a good question. You know, we talk a lot about goals. You know, we obviously have the big, you know, giant hairy goals of getting in that, you know, being placed in the top conference, you know, top couple places within the conference. We don't think that's unattainable for us. We do like to, you know, maybe set that goal at the, you know, towards the end of the season, where we get there and you look back and you can kind of tell how well you did. But mainly we preach the guys about just being able to be consistent every day. I mean, that's a goal for us, is consistent in the way we train, consistent in the way we play, consistent in the way we behave, consistent in how we take care of our bodies. That's kind of what I look for. And I think if you're able to approach it that way, the results are a byproduct of all the little things you do, you know, how well you take care of the details. So that's what we harp on our guys about. We don't talk too much about conference and conference tournament or any of those things. We just really want to make sure we are making the most of all the opportunities we have together as a group.
Well, Coach, I'm so excited to see your team out there. Best of luck to you guys this season. We'll be catching up throughout the season. Thank you for joining us on the podcast today.
Great. Thank you, guys. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much, Taylor. The Tritons open their season August 25th in Stockton at University of the Pacific. On August 28th, UC San Diego visits number 13 Santa Clara, so the Tritons will be tested right out of the gate. All of the video stream and live stat links are online at ucsdtritons.com. You won't want to miss an all-new episode of Triton Cast next week. Coming up on episode 57, Our fall preview extravaganza continues as we look at women's volleyball and men's water polo. Thanks for listening to this week's show. If you like what you heard, subscribe, rate the show, write us a brief review. And don't forget, you can find us on all your favorite podcast platforms like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Audible, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Verbal. And for more on TritonCast, you can follow us on Twitter at TritonCast. And if you have suggestions for a future guest, send us a tweet or email us at TritonCast@UCSD.edu. We'll see you back here next week.
You've been listening to TritonCast. TritonCast is a production of UC San Diego Athletics Communications. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on your platform of choice. If you have show questions or comments or suggestions for future guests, email us at TritonCast@UCSD.edu. You can also follow the show on Twitter at TritonCast.